can handle the truth.
Good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winrod II with the Ralph Winrod Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And I'm going to talk about several things here today. Still working on that ruling case law. We'll have that down here one of these days. And it's just absolutely amazing. Our republic has been overthrown. That's a pretty powerful statement if there's any facts to it behind it. And guess who did it? You and me. We keep signing up for what's called this private, local or private law. This is the scam that has been, it's a scam, it's a con. It's an unconstitutional, it's a treasonous con. These states, these politicians have sold out for benefits, money. They sign up for a benefit, and therefore we have no rights, no remedies, no anything. It's all an illusion. You watch the Matrix. It's that close to what's going on in the Matrix. And most people can't handle the truth, because when you put it in front of them, they just close down. They don't want to hear it. I don't know what the deal is. It's just, it's not factual. I saw where Clooney came out against Bannon. He wouldn't even wipe his ASS if he was a screenwriter. Who cares what Clooney says? Yet it makes headlines. This is a guy that lives in the fantasy world. And he makes a living trying to convince us of something that's entertainment that's based on a lie. Almost exclusively lies. How to ever do an actual documentary. And somehow, this guy that lives in that world, that takes lies and tries to convince us that it's entertainment, somehow has standing to enter the world of reality with facts. It's so illogical. I saw the gal that was in Hunger Games. She come out, and all this hurricane that's going into Florida and all that is all because of Trump. It's retribution because we got around and elected Trump. Oh, my God. These people are so far out there on the limb, they don't even recognize how it's ludicrousy. Just can't make this stuff up anymore. You look at some of these headlines, I don't know. It shocks the conscience. One thing I'm going to talk about today is Janet Napolitano. She is the head of the University of California. Now, that ought to tell you something right there. The good old University of California. The land of illegals, aliens, liberals, people with no damn sense of, they have no constitutional sense of reality at all. It's all feely-touchy. It's all for me. They always want the benefits. Well, this good old Janet Napolitano and the good University, California, has filed a lawsuit on this deferred thing, DACA. It is unlawful, they say. I just downloaded their complaint. Take a look at it and see how these guys go about doing it. I mean, you can't. Literally, it's so full of nonsense. You scratch your head. It's just, I can't believe what these people do. And they talk about the alleged illegality of that does not justify the rescission of DACA. If it's illegal, not done by Congress, but it's done by executive fiat, by Obama. Really? And they're going to say the purported illegality of DACA cannot survive judicial review under APA. Now, wait a minute here. What happened to statutes? Somebody sent me a really good brief on statutory law. Forget who that was. I saved that. I got to go in. It's very well researched out. Who do regulations apply to? Can you have a regulation without a statute? Why do we listen to regulations? At Alaska, they just promulgate them ad nauseum. They don't even do anything. They just put them out and they're just like law. The law of the land, which is not even close. How do they get away with this? I started looking at this, and they use illegality. They don't, they're illegal for the same reason that they're talking about, yeah, making unfounded out of illegal. They want to use lawful, unlawful. This is their complaint. It's unlawful. Why don't they say it's illegal? Is there a difference? You think? The very first thing. Here, this is introduction. This is on page 3. They are standing up on the regulations of the Administrative Procedures Act. That's the reason why the DACA, DACA, is unlawful. Unlawful. They're standing on 5 U.S.C. 706, which is about arbitrary, capricious, and not according to law. There is no statute. Duh. It's been admitted. How did they get here? By Obama's executive order. Yep. Good old Obama, the confirmed avatar of Lucifer or of the devil. A liar, a confirmed, certified liar. He lied about Obamacare. And it's, oh well, 30-some times, it's no big deal. Hillary is a confirmed liar. She has sold out our country. Confirmed with evidence. And yet she's not being prosecuted. Why is that? I got a movie, what I'm going to watch again here from Framing the World, about Babylon. And it puts Babylon in the last part of the Bible, Babylon in the District of Columbia. And I would probably tend to agree with it. You cannot make this stuff up. How far out away from the law our inalienable rights have come. Why don't they say illegal? Why do they say unlawful? Why do they do that? And I went into the regulations that they're using, and one of them is 8 CFR, Code of Federal Regulations, Section 274A, number one, definitions. Always go to the definitions, because you see, words have no meanings anymore. It's terms. How did they get us to do this? It's actually quite simple, the process that they did. They take words that we think we know what we're talking about, and we are freaking clueless. They are as different as dog meets cat or dog meets camel. We see dog and we think, ooh, I have one of them. No, you don't. Because it's terms. And I found the definition of means. Boy, was that a killer when I finally locked onto that one. Any time you see the word means, dog means cat. That's the exclusive use of that word that is now a term, and it's given a brand new meaning, and it must be disclosed. There is not one ticket, there's not one court case, there's not anything the IRS does, anything the government does, where they disclose all of the terms. The law of impossibility. You cannot fill out a form and understand what you signed up for. I guarantee you. It's not possible. Because there is term after term after term after term embedded in all of these forms. We have no understanding of what we are signing up for. And if you don't understand it, why would you sign up for it? And it's so, when you start and look at the logic, just the factual logic behind it, why does every damn thing I do got to have a citizen of the United States buried somewhere, either on it or usually it's out in the open. It may not be in the statute, but it'll be on the form, or it'll be buried somewhere, or occasionally in Banks, U.S. person, which goes to citizens of the United States. Why do I have to keep saying that I'm doing this under the penalty of perjury, that I am this thing, which nobody can define, almost nobody? What is it? One of the most dangerous words that is a term is individual. Everybody thinks they're an individual. They think they're separate from your neighbor or your wife or your children. This individual, you're an individual, I'm an individual. Well, let's go to the law dictionary or to the regular Webster's or any of the Oxford, any of the dictionaries, look it up. You will not find the term definition of it in there. Why is that? Why does all of this code have terms? Didn't the words work good enough? Why do we have to define individual as a term? Because they have got us stepping out of our inalienable rights from the Creator, wherein we are supposed to have 50 separate several states or 50 separate countries, each with its own constitution, each with its own law of the land, that were joined together and called the Union of States, with a limited delegation of power to the United States, the real United States, not the term definitions of territorial jurisdiction or all this other nonsense. United States only has authority, statutory authority and constitutional authority, forts, arsenals, and all that other, and commerce, And immigration is one of them that is so misused. Congress has absolute plenary power over immigration. What is, how do you come into this country legally? Legally, by statutory law and under the Constitution. Immigration laws of Congress. What are they? What is that status? Who are you? Has anybody ever bothered to look at somebody that's been naturalized? It's a 5-year process, unless they've changed it. What is that status? When you are come in legally and are naturalized, what is your status? This is what I have taken, the naturalization document, because I guess a very nice word. Some smart people wrote this thing up a long, long, long time ago. The status has not changed from the beginning of our republic till today. It's called a citizen, lowercase c, of the United States of America. Citizen of the United States of America. How come you don't see that anywhere? Do you know that document? You can't copy it, can't do anything. It's illegal because they do not want the truth out. Why, when American citizens or people that are actually citizens of one of the several states, both born over here, and go abroad and they fill out a form, and that form says citizen of the United States of America for the child that's born out of our country. But yet you go in the code and it says citizen of the United States. Because nobody bothers to look up the form. This is the con. This is the treasonous con that these bastards are doing today. Just can't, like I say, you can't make this stuff up. And for those, just to give you the simple overview, then I'm going to go into more of this called a headless fourth branch of government that we're all in. It's called a matrix, if you want to put it that way. There is no rule of law today in this country. It's an illusion. And we, you and me, have authorized that there shall not be any law of the land. Yep, we did it. You and me, because we keep signing up for it. Every time you go to vote, vote is the act of doing it. It is not the exercise of your elective franchise. No, it's not. There is no elective franchise for a citizen of the United States. There is no right of suffrage for a citizen of the United States. And the Supreme Court of the United States has said so. Well, then why does my forum say that? Because they want my consent, yours and mine, under our signature, that I do not want to be have the inalienable rights of the Creator and the Declaration of Independence. I do not want a constitutional government with the law of the land. I do not want public officers that I have a certificate of election by the citizens of the several states, or they have a civil commission with somebody that has the authority to appoint them with the terms and all that on it. I don't want none of that. I want to go into the land of Oz. And when I leave the law of the land, what am I under? Who's ruling? Who's in charge then? Since 1866, when we, the people, they started with the Negroes, make them have the same rights as white citizens. That was the beginning of the scam. The con. It was more of that when they were overthrowing before the Civil War. Civil War was not about blacks and white and slavery. It was about the status of the southern states. It was about states' rights. Oh, there's a faction of it was about the slavery, but that was not what the Civil War was fought about. Although that's what they want to tell us. I'm going to get down, get an overview, and then we're going to go through this thing. And then, anyway, I've got more coming. Stay tuned.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. How does one ever decode this nonsense? If you, there's a lot of this on the internet. But you can't do the type of things that you can do with Westlaw. I don't think. My personal opinion, without Westlaw, I would not even begin to do this. I would just throw up my hands and walk away. I can do more with Westlaw in 10, 15 seconds. I get to go through all the law library, all this stuff, as long as you know what, how to search and what you're looking for. They get around in this thing, this Janet Napoliano. It's amazing how they walk around the truth and spread the lie as though it's a truth, and away they go on the lie. They get around and cite what Sessions did, what the president, what they're doing is not in accord with the Administrative Procedures Act. Well, what is that? That was done in 1946 because Franklin Delano Roosevelt, March 4th, 1933, the National Recovery Administration, which was one day after March 3rd, 1933, Herbert Hoover repealed 1,006 statutes. 1,006 statutes on the very last day. He signed that. Why would he do that? Why on the very next day which was in the Federal Register Act of 1935. This is one of the things you get out of the GAO. You can go in and see what these guys are doing. The National Recovery Administration. And it said that the executive orders and administrative orders were law. The New Deal. They repealed enough statutes. And he, because he was using the emergency, of course, of the 1929 thing, we create emergencies and then people will do anything for it. To get food, to survive, and create the emergencies. And they started the administrative state, the headless fourth branch of government, officially. March 4th, 1933, under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a very good Jew. I wonder if that has anything to do with it. In that, federal agency means the President of the United States. That was a means. That was done in 1935 in the Federal Register Act. So we have in the administrative state this headless fourth branch of government, which I have a book. I'm going to get my homepage up yet, come hell or high water, which I got out of Gonzaga Law Library. They have a tremendous wealth of stuff, and that happened to be a book, so I could actually get that and copy it. This headless fourth branch of government. What is it? We don't even have any idea. Well, the President of the United States, he is a federal agency. He, by executive orders, legislates, does everything just like in the Administrative Procedures Act for the agencies. He puts it in as an executive order into the Federal Register. Why would it have to be in the Federal Register? Because in that world, he puts in by executive orders, and who is he? Who's in that world that would have that would be bound by it? Who would that be? Citizens of the United States. Why? I don't get the connection here. Why? Because they started in this fictional world, and that's what I finally got to the last part of this. I could not understand and prove how the state of Minnesota, the state of North Carolina, the state of California, the state of Texas, why does every dang body say I got to be a citizen of the damn United States? Why is that? Before I can't sit on a jury, I can't get Social Security, I can't get a bank account, I can't get a driver's license. Why do I got to do that? Wouldn't you think they would know by now who in the hell I am? Why would I have to do that? Why do I have to, under the penalties of perjury, do everything, and the government does nothing back under the penalties of perjury to me? You can't get them, you can't even get IRS agents on the dang stand, because if you knew what's going on, you could hang them. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. And the Federal Register, what is that? It's Rule by Public Notice. And what it is, in the public record, Federal Register, the President of the United States, which is a federal agency, it says means, he, by executive orders, puts it in the Federal Register. Congress can up or down it. What is he doing? It's the same thing the agencies are doing. They put stuff in the Federal Register. And we, as citizens of the several states, have, if we have standing, we can go after every regulation. So they throw thousands, tens of thousands of these things up against the wall, and we, if we know who we are, have standing to go in and challenge each and every one of them. Totally upside down. They're supposed to be limited to a delegation of authority, limited to only abide by what we put in the Constitution and the statutes. This is the opposite world. This is the Matrix. These agencies. And what does it say in the Administrative Procedures Act? This is in the 60 Stat 237. And they actually cite the APA in this thing. What can agencies do? Which means the President of the United States. Which, because he's a federal agency. It's defined in 1935 under the Federal Register Act. Rule means any whole or any part of an agency statement of a general particular applicability. Ain't that a nice general thing? And future effect designed to implement, interpret, and prescribe law. How could that be? That's all three branches. Implement is the executive, interpret is the judicial, prescribe is Congress. There's your agency. They are using that. This Jen and Apolliano is using that guess what? We have the Code of Federal Regulations, which they cite a couple. You can't do this. And why can't you do that? Well, because it's not a substantive regulation. Whoa, wait, so what does that mean? So if I step over into the matrix, the headless fourth branch of government, where nothing touches the individual until there is a regulation promulgated, that is in the congressional record. Who is an individual? That's a citizen of the United States or alien, 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. The citizen of the United States. How are we supposed to keep all this nonsense straight? The simple thing is Congress today, because you and I keep giving them the authority and these states that are not one of the several states, we give them by our signature the authority to legislate local and private law for citizens of the United States. That's the link. That's the key. And we have to keep signing up for it, because we, with inalienable rights from the Creator, are not like Esau in the Bible, can give it away at one time when he got some lentil beans and some porridge. He gave away his birthright. We have to keep doing it over and over and over. You will not find one damn form that anybody, I guarantee you, you take a traffic citation, the most simplest traffic citation, and you start looking at what's going on there with the different terms, you'll spend a whole day, because it goes from here to here to here to here to here. And then this term means something in this chapter. It means something else in this section. It means something else in that chapter. So what do we do? Well, first of all, we have to understand there is a headless fourth branch of government. It's called the administrative state. FDR hit the government, we call it the headless fourth branch of government, in 1937, in this research that they did, because Franklin Delano Roosevelt was losing control. So he wanted to have the Administrative Procedures Act implemented. He didn't live to see it. It was done 1946. He'd already croaked. Thank God, and Greyhound, terrible guy. He's a liar and a thief amongst many of the other, quote, presidents of the United States we've had. What did they do? They said, in this world, if you're going to be a citizen of the United States, you have no constitution of the United States. You have no constitution of Texas. You have no constitution of Florida. You have no constitution of North Carolina. You have no constitution of any of the several states. You have no inalienable rights. Because you signed them away. We did. You and me. I've done it many times. And I still, under the law of necessity, have to live in Babylon. I'm not going to get out of it. But we can separate ourselves, which I'm going to get to hopefully by the next hour, if I've got a way to get our status correct and use the law against them. But this is so far off the charts that the average person cannot even comprehend it. It's like Neo in the Matrix. The truth makes you people sick. What is law? And they are using it in this frickin' DACA. They're lying through their teeth. There is no, because in the regulatory world, there are subsidy regulations that have the forced effect of law. They look like, but they're not. But the force and effect of law over a citizen of the United States. Because I signed up for it. That's called a substantive or substantive regulation. What does that mean? Because, you see, we also have interpretive regulations. We have procedural regulations. We have administrative regulations. All of these exist in the headless fourth branch of government, in the matrix. Why don't we just have law, statutes? Oh, that's long gone. We have public law now, which means any damn thing in the world. What happened to statutes of the United States they used to have in the statutory books starting in our republic? Why don't they have statutes of the United States anymore? Oh, they use words like bylaw. Bylaw means every damn thing in the world. They changed that in 1946. They were going to have statutes, and they changed it to bylaw, which can mean anything, including accepted administrative practices. I kid you not. Accepted administrative practices. Really? So who's accountable? See, therein lies the problem. You and I have signed away our birthright, our status with inalienable rights under the Creator. We've signed it away to people that are not accountable to us at all. There is nobody in the agency world that is elected by us. They don't have an oath of office as a public officer. A public officer has to get there by election, a limited delegation of authority from we the people, either by a certificate of election or a civil commission being appointed. They don't exist. Because you and I gave it away. Will we believe it? No. I have the oath of office of every, quote, judge in Alaska. There's not a one of them can get 41 little words right. They're supposed to be appointed by the governor, statutory law, 39.05.035, with the civil commission and in the Constitution. You know how many people have one in Alaska? Nobody. I even got the state of Alaska to say we don't do civil commissions. The bar took over our court system in 1974. They changed the names of the court from 3rd District to 3rd Judicial District. They set up the administrative Rule 5 and 64 oaths for the, quote, attorneys to operate in that world. And if they want to operate in that world, they better not let too much out of the thing. We have rules of court in Alaska. No legislature can legislate anything that's against a rule of court, civil or criminally, because they have to have a two-thirds majority. It's an automatic veto. You can't make this stuff up. And you give it to these senators and representatives, and they say, so? Or look at you with that deer in the headlight. What are you saying? So here we got this DACA. They're using, what Trump and Sessions is doing is not a subsidy regulation. Really. But they cite in their stuff, a couple of CFRs. Well, you know what they're saying? You go into the, I don't know if this is on the internet or not, but you can easily go into Westlaw. You just type in the CFR, and down at the bottom you see, oh, here's the Federal Register publications. And guess what we find? Oh, 5 USC 553B. Or 553. Oh, we're not going to do that because we don't really need to do that. But yet, they turn around. That's what it takes to give a proposed notice in that world. A proposed. They have to give us time to comply and complain and sue them and all this other nonsense. Then they have to come up with a final rule again and they have to answer all the complaints. There's no constitutional test. They just got to say, oh, you don't like it? There you go. Okay, well, that's fine. We got your bitch. 5 USC 553 C, D, and E. So they're supposed to even give you 30 days before it goes into effect. And they usually waive that too. Oh, we don't have to do that. We're just trucking, man. We got a bunch of citizens of the United States out there that are dumb in a damn rock. Yep, that's me. And you. Very few people can understand, can articulate with any specificity the administrative state. They do proposed rules. They do all three branches. APA says so. Implement, interpret, and prescribe law. Well, ain't that just damn special? Well, that makes it really simple. You know, we don't need Congress. We don't need the courts. We don't need the president. We'll just get around and let them do it all, right? They put in a proposed rule to do all this damn nonsense. Comes back out as a final rule. And we say, okay, we're going to buy. Then it goes before Congress, and the Congress has 6 months to up or down it. They almost never stop the agency because they're all in bed together. And then it becomes law in the matrix. And you go to the United States District Court, which came out of the territory of Hawaii. We've got that conclusively. It's not a constitutional court. They say so. They admit it. Accepted procedure. They put it in the revisor's notes, which stands. And they even cite the statutes. Then we go to the Court of Appeals, 1 through 11 or D.C. And those are geographical. I got the Senate report. They don't do anything. It's based on geography. It has nothing to do with what's called the, subject matter jurisdiction, which they created. Only one court in the United States today is a constitutional court, Article 3, appellate court, which is the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. That's it. But you have to come in through the Federal Court of Claims to get to it. That's the door. They've got it blocked, so you can't get from the fictional world into the appellate court. Been there, already tried all that now. Got it all documented. Randy Kirkendall's case. It came out of the United States District Court, went to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, and the same attorney had to put in counsel for the United States. Not counsel for the United States of America in that constitutional court. That same case was kicked out, kicked back down to the Fifth Circuit. Now, all of a sudden, it's United States of America. And that same counsel, same Department of Justice, is now the counsel for United States of America. Say what? We went from United States in the Constitutional Court back down to United States of America. So who in the hell is United States of America? I got it in over 113 complaints now. I've got to get it put together so I can attach all these, because their complaints is evidence. United States of America, in the matrix, is a sovereign body politic. Now, is that just Congress, or is it Congress and the president? I don't know yet. That they put in. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. We don't have such a damn thing in this country. The sovereignty is to be in the citizens of the several states, with a limited delegation of authority to the state governments and to the government of the United States. So why in this thing do they bring all that up? They bring up all the stuff. Well, Trump and Sessions didn't get around and put in a substantive rule, and what they're doing is a substantive rule. Really? Well, so are what you're citing, is it a substantive rule? Well, I went down to the bottom and started looking. Guess not. Nope. All the stuff that you're relying on, they say, under 5 U.S.C. 553, we don't need to do it. There's no reason to do it. We can ignore it. It doesn't do anything. On and on and on. They have all kinds of reasons why they don't have to do it. They use that as the grounds, the Administrative Procedures Act, for citizens of the United States. The problem they run into is, under one of these, 8 CFR 2742.1, go to definitions, an unauthorized alien means, and it's somebody that's not lawfully admitted for permanent residence. First of all, it's lawfully, still illegally. Permanent residence is an oxymoron statement. Residence has long been discarded by the Supreme Court of the United States in the early days of our republic. It's domicile. You can have a lot of residences. How do you have a permanent residence? It's an oxymoron statement. Or unauthorized to be so employed by this act or by the Attorney General. So the Attorney General can authorize people? Really? I didn't know that. Did you realize he could make statutory law? What's one of the keys you want to look at here? Alien. In Title 8, Aliens and Nationality. So what is an alien? Well, let's go up and see here. Go into the definitions again. 8 U.S.C. 1101. This kills all of the other nonsense, too, but they won't touch this because they can't. Because they would open up a can of worms to show that our republic has been overthrown. Definitions. The term alien means any... Whoops. I guess we'll be back in a minute with the rest of the story here.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here, and this is just part of about 2.5 lines of one sentence of the CFR they're quoting, HCFR 27A4A.1. It blows it all out of the water, if you know and have some background. Unauthorized alien. Well, what is an alien? Do you know? I don't know. Let's go look and see the term meanings within Title 8. The term alien means any person, that's a broad term, by the way, not a citizen or national of the United States. So we're looking for a citizen or national of the United States. Okay, so then the next question becomes, so what is a citizen or national of the United States? Must be something on that, right? The term national means any person owing a permanent allegiance to a state. So this plain old national means any person owing permanent allegiance to a state. Well, let's see if they define state. So we'll go down a little lower here in the same thing. Takes a little bit till we get down to the state part of this thing. And let's get down here to state. So what is a state? Whoops, I went by it someplace. State area, be defined someplace here. This is the game. So how do you figure this stuff out? How does one ever figure out what the hell is actually going on here? When they use the term United States, except as otherwise specifically or provided when used in a geographical sense, means continental United States, Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands, United States, Commonwealth. So that means they're putting territories and possessions and their several states all together, which they can't legislate over all of them together because they're all different. Here's state. This term state includes, so that means it can be expanded but not taken away, the District of Columbia. Well, the District of Columbia is not one of the several states. Puerto Rico. Guam, the Virgin Islands of the United States, and the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. That's the definition of state. Really? What happened to the several states? Then we go on down here. We'll get back up to it again here, but it tells permanent residence. Well, what's residence? Residence means, the means again, place of a general abode. The place of general abode of a person means his principal, actual dwelling place in fact, without regard to intent. Oh, so I'm traveling through. I'm not intent. I don't really, because they can't go to domicile. Domicile is your permanent home with the intent to stay there. Always come back to it. Residence is, I'm just traveling too. I could have a residence in France, a residence in India, I could have a residence in Soviet Union. You're starting to see the problem here that the residence doesn't mean diddly squat. So how do they get the constitutional side of this and make it work? The term national means any person owing permanent allegiance to a state. That's everybody except the several states. They leave out the definition of state. The term national of the United States means, here we go, a citizen of the United States. Or a person who, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. Therein is the citizens of the several states, because we owe permanent allegiance to the government of the United States for its limited delegation of power given by and through the Constitution of the United States. There's your constitutional side. Though not a citizen of the United States. See, you can't be a citizen of the United States if you don't want to be. You got to sign up for it. Owes permanent allegiance to the United States. Back in a minute. I'm going to cover this again here. Back in a minute.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic.